That's what friends are for. It was a very nice Sunday morning. Goat woke up in a very good mood. His best friend Pig had invited him to dinner. "I wonder if my friend Pig has woken up yet," said Goat. "Oh no," Goat exclaimed. He saw his friend Pig through the window. Friend Pig was in tears. "Oh dear," said Goat. "What could have happened to my friend Pig?" "Maybe one of the neighbor's boys trampled down Pig's favorite flowers," Goat was thinking. "Or maybe my friend fell down the stairs and is now in pain," Goat was thinking. "Or maybe he forgot to turn off the faucet in his bathroom," Goat was still thinking. "Or maybe he forgot to turn off the iron he burned his favorite shirt," Goat was mumbling. "Or he baked an apple pie for our dinner and robbers took it from him, Goat was whispering. Goat ran to the window. "Don't cry, my friend," he shouted. "I'll bring you fresh flowers from my garden. If you have broken your leg, friend Pig, I will play chess with you every day to make you forget the pain. If you have flooded your house, I will help mop. Count on me. If you have burned your shirt, I will bring you my new shirt to wear. Don't worry. And if robbers stole your apple pie, I will make a new cabbage pie for our dinner. Never fear." It was only late afternoon, but Goat couldn't wait a minute longer. He ran out of the house to Pig's house, carrying flowers, a chess game, a mop, a new shirt, and a cabbage pie in his hands. "Hello, friend Goat," said Pig through his tears. "You are early. I'm still making dinner. Will you help me cut more onions for my stew?" "Sure," said Goat. That's what friends are for.